This recording, Puerto Rico 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb privacy practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more for her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and a mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanity mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force that to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with the palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. "It's no time," the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whispered her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. The Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that his course of treatment may be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, Puerto Rico, as all the countries in the world, are suffering the crisis. And the crisis in the arts is obviously not here in Puerto Rico, but in every part of the world, I think so. Because when I hear the notice from Spain, from Italy, for France, and even from, of course, from the United States, and it's a lot of problem in the arts, because that is not the first issue for a family. The arts is the first, the sanity, the secure, you know, and the arts are, if you have money extra to go to the theater or to go to the movie. And the world is changing about the communications. And it's very awful, especially for the theater person. Bayamón, that is Bayamón? A small country here in Puerto Rico, near Cataño, Bayamón. It's almost the same. Because that's town, the little towns are from the north area of San Juan. And almost everybody talk and they know it's even the metropolitan area. 20 years ago, there's not the same thing. Right now, with all the communication, the television, almost everybody, especially the youth, they talk the same with the slang and everything. They communicate very quickly and in a different way that even I don't understand. The culture is not the same. It's lower. Because they don't want or they don't like to read, and that's the key.